Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine.
Everybody, thanks for joining us. It's great to be back, and we have a really great show for you tonight. We have Dylan Duff, and hopefully he's going to play some live music with his guitar backing him. And he's from the website Quantum K here in the UK, which was set up by Andrew Kemp. And there is a book out as well, and it's at Quantum K. .co.uk if you wanted to have a look at the website later. And are you there, Gary and Marika?
Yes,
we have Marika from the Netherlands and Gary from America.
Hello,
hello
everyone.
Hello,
hello.
From the UK as well.
And Dylan, are you here?
I
Is
am
there
here.
Somewhere?
Yes, I asked if you have the. Oh, he fell off. Okay. Okay, I have to tell you, our listeners, something. We have Dylan Duff as our special, and I piggybacked him in. And he's not really used to Block Talk Radio, but he's a wonderful musician. So during the show, he cannot talk with us and have, like we always do with our guests. So I try to get him on again now.
Yeah, but you're going to have to do, Marika, is hang up from the show and then call back in. hang up from the show and then reconnect with Dylan and then call back into the show.
I think
and then
we
can bring Dylan back on.
Are you here, Dylan?
I got cut off my internet.
No.
There he is. We've got him here now. Never mind.
They got cut off the internet.
I stand corrected over here in America. Sorry about that.
Anyway.
Problem. Welcome.
We have a very special show scheduled today, and I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to hearing Dylan and listening to his music and talking about his philosophy around Quantum K and that sort of thing. So I'm glad to be here. Welcome, everyone.
Yeah, welcome to you too, Gary. And we're going to ask everyone to get their glasses of water and their candles ready, but don't light your candles yet, because as you know, we'll be doing a little ceremony in a little while where we all light our candles together. And so we're going to play a song while everybody settles in, and hopefully we're going to get Dylan to play one in a little while. So the first one we're going to do is Revolution by Tracy Chapman, because it is the Quantum K Revolution.
No. We don't.
No?
No.
We changed our minds.
We have a live performance here. Come on,
Dylan. Oh, I thought you was going to do that later. Oh, right.
No, he's going to play that instead.
Well, slap my wrist.
No, is that the real? Is it the real Dylan, or is this a Sears and Roebuck recording of Dylan?
No, this is the real one.
This is Dylan live.
Is it live or is it Memorex or whatever? Yeah. That's wonderful.
Until it's a live show, they cut all these bits out on telly, don't they?
Okay, do you want me to start
playing? Well, when I was done doing the Native American stuff, I did live too, so here we go.
Hi, everyone. I'm in Bristol. I'm in my bedroom. I'm going to play you this song. It's called Dead Man Singing. Sending out love to everyone. Listen to a dead man singing. Listen to a dead man sing along. Every day the sunrise takes me high, shows me so much beauty, it makes me want to cry. The faces in the paper don't come free. The story sold every place I go don't speak for me. Listen to a dead man singing. Every day the whole world breaks my heart. Every night the stars burn up above. I see love, I see the murder of love. I am a child of a child of the poison tree. Standing across the river in what is yet to be. Honey, that's the life I'm living. Every day, the whole world breaks my heart. La 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 la. La 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 la. Working for the other side. It makes me wonder how this river got so wide. Oh, 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 oh. when I see you driving out into the rain. It falls on me and I come alive again and again and again. Listen to a dead man singing. Every day the whole world breaks my heart. Ooh, every day the whole world breaks my heart. Whoa, the whole world breaks my heart. Yay!
Woo!
Yay!
Awesome.
Hey, that's brilliant. Thanks for letting me know. Thank you, everyone, for all your lovely messages while I was doing it, actually.
Bravo. That was excellent.
Having that positivity coming in my direction. That was amazing.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, guys. I'm sorry for the background noise. Someone is using a printer right here. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go to the next part. I post your link for the YouTube video we're going to see together. And in the meanwhile, you have to preload the link, please. And then turn the volume down and press the pause button. And then, in the meanwhile, we talk, and after that, we come back and see the video together. So, I was the social dealer, of course.
Everybody click the link and then pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart into the chat room. That way, we all know when you're ready. All right.
Great. And Dylan. The first question I was wondering about is, how did you and Andrew meet each other? Andrew is the man who wrote the meditation, and you composed the music, is that right?
That's right, yes. Well, I met Andrew at a channeling group called the Crystal Group, where a woman called Jan Dorman was channeling information, and she channeled that I should come to the group. And that's where I met Andrew. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And then the woman, she gave you the message, didn't she?
And yes, she gave, yes, yeah.
Okay. And what was the thing? Can you tell us about the thing that what I forgot the name? Andrew has with the numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jan, the woman who was channeling, she channeled that me and Andrew needed to work together. So Andrew was working and had finished on a thing called Quantum K. And I'll read you out something about that because it will explain it better than I can in my own words, which Andrew has written. It says this: Quantum K is a groundbreaking new system. It draws from the latest thinking in quantum physics to offer healing to the mind, body and soul. This system stimulates our healing potential through the written word, numbers, fractal equations, sound, color, and symbols. By giving direct instructions to our body's intelligence, we stimulate its natural healing powers. Throughout the experience of Quantum K, you are asked to make constructive changes. While you are consciously focusing on the intent, for example, I will release all toxins from my body, your unconscious will be busy absorbing the colors, harmonics, symbols, and equations that appear underneath and provide the mechanisms to help the instruction take effect. Because basically, when you're doing the system, you're watching it on the website, so there's a screen flow going along.
Mm-hmm.
The primary code used in the system is based on numbers and fractal geometry. There are 12 number sequences, and they communicate directly with our DNA, stimulating these basic building blocks of life to let go of negative programs and rebuild in line with a more positive set of instructions.
the fractal equations provide the blueprint for our DNA to follow. Fractals define the structure of all living things, cells, plants, mountains, and planets. They are particularly applicable to the structure and proportions of the human body. The combination of intent, harmonics, and fractal equations provide both the instructions to make positive changes and the means to do so. There you go, that's the end of it.
Wow.
So, yeah. So basically, Andrew had worked on this system, and he gave me a series of numbers, 12 number sequences, that that basically reprogram our DNA. And he wanted me to make a musical interpretation of those numbers, and that's what I did.
Wonderful. So you laid it on your music instrument and you started to play.
Yeah, the numbers and the relationships to them, I lined them up across my keyboard in different combinations. So sometimes it went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all along the white notes. And then I tried it all along the black notes, and then I tried it going white and black notes, and then I tried it in different keys like C major or C minor going up. And basically, then I played the sequences of numbers that I had out on the keys, if you see what I mean, until I found the one that felt right to me. And the one that felt right was the one that used both the black and white notes. And so that's where the melody, the main melody, which is quite a strange melody actually, a musical melody that runs throughout the piece. It kind of goes, la 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 la. That's quite an odd melody, you know. But that was the one that I used, and that melody. It has the power to reprogram DNA.
Michael Light has a question in the chat room, and just to ask you if you know anything about solfeggio.
Solfeggio?
Solfeggio, yeah.
Solfeggio tones, you know, the tone, the various different frequencies of, you know, the frequency of love, the frequency of serenity, all those different.
Well, I know, I think I kind of you know about it, but I didn't know it was called solfeggio, so that's lovely to find out. From Violet Light,
it's just a different, it's just a different scale than concert pitch, which
I think it's along similar parallel lines. It sounds though, okay. Maybe.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's actually the one who sent your page to me. Yes, and
thank you to her.
Yes, thank you to Violet Light. Yes, because of Violet Light, you're in the show here. Yes.
Yeah.
and right. It's wonderful for us because we can all enjoy it together. And as you feel, the energy is very high always here. So
yeah, definitely,
it's going to be a very great experience when we have it together. Right. Yeah.
I can definitely feel it, actually. I can definitely feel it. It's fantastic.
Uh-huh. There are all the different frequencies. Violet just typed them into the chat room. 174, 285, 396, 471, 528. And those are Hz. Those are in hertz or cycles per second. And those are the different solfeggio frequencies, which determine that they say that boils down to the frequency of our life and of the universe, you know.
Yeah, and that's why they made us change over to concert pitch so that we weren't as in tune with ourselves and life.
How did you get to the idea to, because you have a wonderful website right now, and how did you get to the idea to bring it out, to bring it out to the world? Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, at first I think we were just going to do it like normal, normal and try and charge people money for it, you know. Mm. But then both kind of felt actually the best way to get it out in the world was to make it free for people. So that was what I think, like, that when we made that decision, there was a real shift in the energy of it actually, which is made available for everybody. And it's an experience. We wanted it to be an experience, not just information, you know, because a lot of websites are full of information.
Yeah.
To give people an actual experience that they would be able to decide about intuitively, really. So that's where the idea of the screen flow came.
Mm.
And so that people could sit for 23 minutes in front of something that was free and get their own experience, you know, rather than a load of information.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the main idea. And that's been really successful because I think an experience is more important than information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it takes you to your to the inside where your own information is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we wanted to make a musical interpretation of it because I think music hits you in the heart,
mm-hmm.
and bypasses the sort of rational mind and just speaks directly to the spirit and the body, you know, without anything in the way. That's what I love about music. It's so immediate. And it's so true. So
exactly. Yeah. It really is true.
Yeah. Music's the truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to put the link again. Oh, you've got it up there. Yes, I got it up there already. Okay. If you have preloaded the link, then can you please give me a heart in the chat room so we know when to count down to see the video together.
Right. Well, everybody cue the link and put it on pause and reduce the volume and send up a heart, and we'll get everybody the countdown and start things rolling here on the video. Thank you, John. This is fascinating. And we'll be back with Dylan with some more of GIF as well.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Here are the hearts. Do you see how lovely that is, Dylan? All the hearts? Okay. Here we go.
Marika will give her famous countdown.
Okay, here we go.
It works every time with Marika. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Thank you. Right now, it's time to light our candles, to set our intention for today. We light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, and also to help us to manifest our goals using the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention. You can also light some incense. I have some burning here called Nag Champa. It smells absolutely gorgeous. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm to help us to send out healing and love and light to all mankind and to anyone who needs it. We'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring love and protection now. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, bring love and wisdom, please, now. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. Thank you. Also, the assistance of the Christ energies and the energies of the Divine Feminine Magdalena. Please be here now. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. We're surrounded by such beauty and love and light and healing. By your love, you set in motion certain helpful forces. Your spirit sounds a clarion call in the heavens and commands the creative forces of life which come flooding to you. Much as the little corpuscles of the bloodstream rush to heal a wound when called upon to do so, all the forces of light rise up to help you when you once learn to call upon them in the right way, coming from a place of love and integrity. And we're going to ask the angelic realm to close around our healing circle, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, and her sisters to send out the healing. Breathe and focus on your breathing. Breathe and take in the light of the universe. Let its energy course through your body. Breathe, you are connected to the source from which all is created and conceived. Breathe, love, and be. Breathe for your sorrow and pain to float away. Breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which your body to your thoughts. And right now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. That was wonderful. Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with Mother Earth. become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart center, and our heart feels so warm. It's overflowing with love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up as we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Books of Healing Requests, and we can see that the book opens. And we can write all names we like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down their name in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I shall give you a moment to write the names down. You can go ahead now. When all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude. And now it is time to stay in this energy and listen to the Quantum K meditation.
Welcome to the Quantum K Healing Experience. This program will send positive instructions to your inner intelligence, helping you make subtle but profound changes to your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. This recording complements the Quantum K manual and the website-based screen flow, so by all means use whichever method is best for you. They all access the core energy of this healing system and will work effectively whether or not you fully understand the material or the statements made. You may use this system as often as you wish, but Quantum K is not a substitute for conventional medical attention. As it is a relaxing process, it will lead to an altered state of awareness, so please listen in a safe environment. Let's begin. Each statement of intent is to be amplified by healing drawn from two areas. 1. The harmonic sequence 687-955-898-998 and its musical interpretation contained within this soundtrack. 2. The Fibonacci sequence Fn plus 2 equals Fn plus 1 plus Fn, starting n equals 0 and n plus 1 equals 1. We also call upon, with our thanks, the truth and light of the violet flame to support this healing process. With this structure in place, let us begin with physical healing. In preparation for detoxification, I balance all my drainage pathways. When my drainage pathways are clear, I excrete all toxins from my body, including parasites, heavy metals, chemical residues, pathogenic bacteria, and viruses. I uncloak stealth-adapted viruses and parasites by converting rigid signals to alert signals. I increase my immune function to 100%. I restore my natural cranial resonance to universal resonance, ignoring all interference from electromagnetic stress and any negative belief systems I hold. I delete any stress receptors activated on my brain or nervous system. My left and right brain hemispheres are perfectly balanced. My gut lining has the optimum level of permeability, allowing nutrients through in their most usable form. All stored memory of shock, trauma, or impact from my tailbone. I replace it in its proper position and restore normal movement of my bone marrow. I repair all fixations and subluxations of my vertebrae, restoring balance from cranium through to coccyx. Cells are to ignore electrical signals that exceed my body's natural voltage and amperage, and repair any internal circuits so damaged. I release all residual trauma resulting from any invasive procedures, including any retained stress from the birth of myself or my children. I remove excess free radicals resulting from emotional stress, fat consumption, drugs, pollutants, smoking, chemicals, allergic reactions, and excessive exercise. I have vibrational harmony within all the atoms of my body across all dimensions. I identify and correct any environmental gene suppression. I look for similar imbalances inherited from previous generations through disease patterns, environmental and emotional stresses. I cancel these taints so that my gene expression can follow my perfect blueprint. My cells have sufficient receptor sites to ensure optimal release of toxins into my extracellular fluid. I eliminate excessive nitrogen from my body to balance internal gases and allow perfect photosynthesis within my cells. I neutralize the flickering perceived by my brain from fluorescent lighting or other restricted wavelength sources. I correct the balance and volume of my ions to maintain perfect alkaline acid balance in all my bodily systems. I absorb all necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, fluids, and cell salts at optimum levels. I draw the vibration of any missing nutrients from the zero-point field. My cellular reproduction is to provide the optimum number of receptor sites for nutritional stimulation. My digestive enzymes, stomach acid, and bile are at optimal levels to ensure perfect digestion of all the food and drink I ingest. I have perfect blood chemistry. I release all chronic physiological reactions in response to stress. I optimize my homocysteine levels by using the vibration of folic acid and vitamins B6 and B12, ensuring complete conversion of the amino acid methionine to cysteine. My higher self and internal control systems are to agree my optimum body weight and composition, releasing all negative thoughts and any famine worries created by previous low-calorie or restricted diets. Emotional healing. I release any negative core beliefs from all levels of my energy field, across all times and dimensions. I truly believe that I am unique, beautiful, talented, and lovable. And everything I do, feel, and say is part of my growth to higher states of understanding and consciousness. The world is a wonderful playground that supports my growth and helps me express the magnificent person that I am. I release negative behavior patterns inherited from my family and only identify with their helpful characteristics. I understand that true success is a reflection of what I become rather than what I achieve or accumulate. I release imprints on my subconscious created during times of emotional stress and from any negative experience or trauma. I also release all self-destructive and self-punishing tendencies and any conflicts within my internal belief system. I release any negative energy attached to vows. In particular, I release the negative consequences of promising long-lasting love to an ex-partner or marriage vows to a previous spouse. I release and cancel any negative energy attached to curses and limiting comments, including those made to me by people in authority, such as teachers, doctors, and parents. I restore natural instinctive functioning of my amygdala. reception onwards and heal all negative emotions resulting from them, including depression, fear, and anxiety. If my conscious mind is sustaining symptoms through excessive attention and overanalysis, my higher self will now reduce this intellectual focus. I bring into awareness all past experiences held within my conscious, subconscious, and body intelligence that are being avoided or denied. I recognize, heal, and release the blocked emotions. I review all relationships during any time period and remove all negative emotions still held within my energy field. I assess whether my symptoms are self-serving at any level, and if so, I remove all of the underlying emotional causes that work against my optimum life plan. I reassess all memories to see if any perceived facts are in reality distorted belief systems. If so, I correct any misconceptions and remedy any adverse effects they are having on my behavior. I heal any inappropriate sense of rebellion against other people and institutions, including family members. In their place, I choose patience, kindness, forgiveness, and understanding. If my parental bonding has not occurred fully or is inappropriately strong or smothering, I rebalance this bond now, releasing any feelings of insecurity that may have resulted. General healing. I correct all electrical switching within my energy meridians. I invite in healing for all geopathic and underground water stress within my home and place of work, so that all negative lines may be converted to positive lines. I maintain an optimal aura width and integrity so that my energy field is protected from unwelcome interference. I return my assemblage point to its optimum position and angle, correcting any fragmentation and anchoring it at this new point. I behave, feel, and see the world in line with this new position. Cancel any inappropriate survival mechanisms that go beyond my basic protection in times of acute physical danger. In particular, I cancel any programs based on sabotage, suppressed traumas, self-limiting fears and beliefs, shock and secondary gain. I have balance between the various archetypes that help define my personality and character, using the positive attributes of each style to support my life's journey. I heal and close any inappropriate vortices of energy, wormholes, portals, and black holes that are resonating within my chakras or elsewhere within my energy field.
Oh.
protect all levels of my energy field, along with those of my family, loved ones, and soul group. I ask that this protection be applied within all dimensions and at all times, past, present, and future, across the entire universe. I ask that the property and environment of myself and my loved ones are cleansed and protected at all times. I ask that all negative thought forms, energetic attachments, possessions, foreign energies, and negative cordings within my energy field are bound and taken into a place of choosing of the light. May the same releasing process be repeated for myself, my soul group, and my loved ones across all dimensions anywhere within the universe and over all time periods, past, present, and future. Please also cleanse my entire genetic heritage and release from me any foreign energies inherited from my ancestors. Please apply the same cleansing and growth process to all my guides and spiritual supporters, so that all assistance from spirit comes from a place of light and supports my optimum life plan. I ask that all negative cords connecting me to other energies are permanently cut and healed with unconditional love, forgiveness, and no judgment. Please seal my energy field against further interference from powers of less than 100% light, and maintain this protection indefinitely across all dimensions and all time periods, past, present, and future. I ask to be released from all conscious and unconscious contracts made with energies of less than 100% light in any lifetime, past, present, or future, and in any dimension, including any contracts made by me and my entire genetic lineage. I also ask for healing for any and all soul elements and personality traits I have lost during previous traumas and relationships, in any time period or lifetime, past, present, or future, and in any dimension. When clear of any negative influences and at the appropriate time, please return these lost soul elements to me and fully integrate them with unconditional love, forgiveness, and no judgment. I ask that the powers of the light protect me against psychic attack and psychic energy draining from any source. I ask that all elements of other people's souls and personalities attached to me are healed with light, relieved of any influences from energies of less than pure light, and returned to their source. Please also cut and heal all energetic bonds with that source, with unconditional love, forgiveness, and no judgment. Please bring all my soul energy that has shifted out of alignment, evacuated or faded, back into perfect balance, where it will be received with thanks and honor. Please sever and return to the light as light any vows of poverty, chastity, solitude, isolation, and suffering I have made in any lifetime, past, present, or future, in any dimension, anywhere in the universe, undoing the effects of these vows in all directions of time. I petition Source and all relevant souls to release me from any adverse influences generated from past, concurrent, and future lives, at any time, in any dimension, and in any place. Where forgiveness is required, I humbly request it from all those affected, and ask that it is accepted with honor, unconditional love, and no judgment. I ask all this from a position of respect, appreciation, and understanding, and I receive all the healing changes triggered by this system with thanks, honor, and unconditional love. So be it. So be it. So be it.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Can you play the Milky Way live?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just have to turn the light on in my bedroom, yeah.
That's wonderful.
I'll just do it now then.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is called Songs of the Galaxies.
I can feel it. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
I'm very sorry, I didn't know what happened, but I think that that the energies were just too high for Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, never mind.
We lost Dylan. I think we lost Dylan because I couldn't hear anything anymore. And this was Dylan's favorite. I can try to cue the Milky Way song again, but when I did it the last time, it didn't work. Shall I try it?
No, just play Bocelli if you would, please. Okay. Because we're going to have to close the chakra shortly.
Si lo so, amore, che io e te forse stiamo insieme solo qualche istante. Zitti, stiamo ad ascoltare il cielo alla finestra, questo mondo che si sveglia e la notte è già così lontana, già lontana. Guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è questa terra che
guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è buio. Guarda questa terra che gira anche per noi.
Thank you, Andrea Bocelli. And for the people who still haven't got their chakras closed, and there may be some people out there who want to close them, we're just going to do that very quickly now. So we're going to pretend we have doors. So go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. To the base chakra, closing that door. And down to the feet chakra, closing that door. Or you can leave that one open a little bit just to connect you, keep you strongly connected and grounded to Mother Earth while we're living in the physical body. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light. He's going to take you by the hand, put you into the pyramid. You can see the purple light flooding in from all around the walls. You can construct this pyramid just over yourself, over your whole family, over your house, over your neighborhood, over your country, everywhere. And that meditation has been used by, since Egyptian times, by the ancient Egyptians. And it's very powerful and it's very protective. We're going to keep you in the pyramid until we meet again. Thank you. And thank you, Dylan. That was absolutely amazing.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's been brilliant, actually. It really
and
has.
Everyone is asking when you're helpful. Coming back.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll just come on every week from now on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Bring your guitar. We'll have a jam as
yeah.
well.
I just appreciate the amazing meditation you put us through in the purging process. And I wanted to urge everyone, and also want to lay down a little vocal recording here for those who will be listening to this and on the archives. You can download the audio that Dylan recited for us, and you can get it at www.quantumk.co.uk. And you can go there and download the information. Just follow the prompts and get a hold of the audio that way as well. And I want to thank you so much, Dylan. That was just truly amazing.
I just want to say thanks because I really enjoyed it when you called the angelic realms in, and I thought it was amazing what Marika did as well. It was really brilliant. So thank you to you.
Thank
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo!
Thank you.
Great job, Dave. All righty.
We have to thank them for joining us, and they're in the archive for all the listeners who listen in. And don't forget to drink loads and loads of water, because it grounds you and releases the toxins that are created whenever you have an alternative therapy. Okay, and thank you, Gary and Marika.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Thank you,
Jen.
Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Dylan. Shall we try it again?
Yes, try playing the song. Yeah.
And Chad, who is our guest next week?
Next week, it's Truth of Life. And he's in the chat room right now, John. He's there at your Truth of Life.
Wonderful.
Yeah, great.
We got about 2 minutes left, 3 minutes, something like 5 minutes,
yep.
I don't know.
So, do Dylan's song then.
Yeah, Dylan plays a song. He does
it right. Do you want me to do the same song again? Did that not come out, or another
one? No, you did do. No, I thought you had another
that
one to
up,
play. Yeah. I thought you had one to play up there.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever.
Marika can play a song, and then we can come back on and say goodbye. How's that?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, we've got time. Yeah?
Yeah,
cool. Go for it.
I can't cue a song because my chat, my switchboard keeps going away.
Yeah, I can cue a song, but Dylan is playing a song.
I have a terrible internet.
All right.
It's that intense energy we just released.
Oh, great. Somebody's saying we've got 5 minutes, so go for it there, Dylan. Brilliant.
Alrighty.
This is quite a cool song.
Thank you again, Dylan.
Just a kind of relaxed one.
Great.
Don't worry.
alright, cause the music carries on. Everything is alright, 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 everything is alright. Yeah.
Yay! Woo! 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 Everything is great. Whoa! Thank you, Dylan. That was fantastic.
Bravo.
And Ryan has just had some brilliant news. He's been they're now partners with YouTube. How about that? Some brilliant news there from Ryan.
That is excellent. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left.
Oh.
Any parting comments from everyone?
Yeah, thank you all for being here, and thank you for the wonderful co-creation, because everybody also listening in and typing in the chat room and sending out the healing all helped to make the lovely co-creation.
And thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Marika, for that amazing mantra that you did. And thank you, Jen, for your beautiful recordings and your beautiful delay. Again, another beautiful show. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you, guys.
And congratulations going out to Risa for doing this YouTube thing. So,
yeah.
Risa, you get some congratulations on that as well.
Hooray!
Hooray!
That's right!
Yay!
Yay!
What a falcon.
They can hear us anymore. We're on the archives now, yeah.
Oh,
oh yay! Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Much love to you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dylan.